Hey, kids, how would you like to hear this on the screen instead of the great show you came to see? That's what you sound like. Honest. Please cooperate and do your part in keeping this theater quiet so everyone, including you, can enjoy it. Remember, lots of adults and kids, too, paid admission to enjoy the show. We must insist on absolute quiet. Otherwise, we will be forced to evict all disturbance makers from the theater. Thank you.
Just check it out. I saw both of his films. They were so hot.
That's Paul's equipment. You can't touch Paul's equipment.
Q-tip? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Hey, gang.
Hey, how you doing? Paul.
How are you? Wait, Dave, how did you get past Elmo the guard with all these fanatics? That's what I'd like to know.
Is Saz coming and he ran?
He ran. Oh, my. How long do you plan on staying? I'd like to know that.
I'm only going to be here for a week. I'm going to be here for the week of the 24th to the 28th of July, 1983.
Thank you. And after that, can you please take them with you?
Oh, no way, buddy. They're staying.
We've got to find out who these people are. What's your name, huh?
Dude, my name's Joe. I saw some of your films that were so hot. I want your autograph.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Wait.
He's on. I'm looking at Susan.
Wait a minute. What? Why are you back, my friend?
Well, I had so much fun on the 25th anniversary, I just had to come back.
And your name?
My name is Brian, your critic at large from the far west region of the San Fernando Valley in Tarzana.
I'm almost sorry I asked. Ooh, I gotta find out what your name is. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Susie from Burbank.
You look like you have something you'd like to get off your mind, huh?
Yeah, if you want to ride, it's P.O. Box 2600, Mount Winston, California, 91023.
Wow, ooh, that sounds like a hot lunch there. I mean, if that doesn't make you guys ride in, nothing will.
I think they're... You gotta go in and on me.
Hey, you know, I think it's about time, Dodge. What?
What was it? New movie, Obliteration?
No, sorry, we failed our nurse staffs.
What? What, you think it's about time to wrap this up so we can get in the tape?
That's right. We better go on to a commercial break here before I go crazy. Say goodbye, gang.
Bye.
This is Charlie Oakland with a commercial message. Do you have a clean home? Is it too clean? Are visitors afraid to sit on the furniture because it's so spotless? Well, here's a way to make any slob feel right at home. Use new improved Lausol. It's made from a unique formula containing pureed household trash, decayed algae, concentrated skunk essence, and other aromatic ingredients. Lausol also contains the special active ingredient Spazitol. One whiff will have your guests drooling, jerking around on the floor, and feeling more relaxed and comfortable. Use Lausol in every room to make your house the home you'd like to live in. Another quality product from Rancid Laboratories at fine stores everywhere.
This is Juana Muffin again, and it looks like I have about 5 more minutes before you're going to take this tape off and probably not play a second comment by me because, hey, who wants a first one in the first place? But I just about 10 minutes ago got out of the UA Warner Cinema Center, seen this 1990 Bronze Warrior bullshit. It is probably the funniest movie I've seen all year, and probably also the worst. I mean, normally movies that are just bad like this, I just walk out on them. But this is the worst acting and dialogue of any movie, quite possibly, I've ever seen. It beats out any of these so-called stupid classics like Plan 9 from Outer Space and whatnot, Cold. Those movies were just plain bad. This is downright stupid. I would therefore advise everyone out here to see it when it comes to the holiday. This has been Wanamuffin.
Do you know why James Bond always carries a Smith & Wesson? Because when Smith & Wesson talks, people listen.
Well, I talked to the operator of Movie Line the other day. My name is Patrick, and you told me to call. So I'm calling. I don't really know what to leave as a comment, except for wish I could find the other number that is the output line so I could hear about these movies and stuff, because it sounds like a really neat line. And I'll talk to you some other time. This is Patrick saying bye.
All right. Sometimes we do pick up live, all right, when you call in. And one of our movie line operators will say, hey, movie line, what's going on? And if you hear that, don't be too surprised, because it's just basically to let you know what's going on. We'll help you or assist you with a movie review if you'd like to know what's going down. But the general format of the line for all you new callers is as follows. Okay, Sunday through Thursdays, we're going to run our output recording. That's right. The movie line entertainment listing that you're hearing now, we are running on this Sunday through Thursday. Okay. Then on Friday and Saturday, you can call in after you've seen a movie and leave your movie review. We figure that Fridays and Saturdays are the two biggest days for going to see movies. So that's the 2 days that we take input, and those are the days that you leave your message. Okay? Your movie review, your lunacy, whatever. Okay? Just do that, and then you'll hear it back usually on the very next output recording, Sunday through Thursday. Tell your friends. Area code 213-761-3330. Paul Mack presents The Movie Line, of course, right here in good old North Hollywood, California. Now let's get on with some more interesting people. Yes, you, the callers.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Here is the top 5 films currently playing as of 10:30 a.m. on Friday. The best film is Gandhi. It is followed by Tootsie, Return of the Jedi, Staying Alive, and War Games. If your computer isn't voting on films, it should call Biphone at area code 213-474-2220. This week, there's a tie for the worst film between that formidable Stroke Race and 1990 The Bronx Warriors. Other tragedies are Videodrome, Scanners, and The Hunger. Space Hunter has dropped from the disaster list since it isn't playing anymore. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Hello, Movie Line callers. Paul Mack, John from La Habra. And, hey, listen, I saw the movie The Twilight Zone, and despite the bad reviews it's getting, I thought it was a good movie. I don't see anything wrong with it. The plots are okay. I especially liked episode number 3. I thought that was creative. Episode 4, very creative as well. And, I don't know where these, reviewers get this, it's not a good movie. I thought it was okay. Trust yourself. Don't trust these old codgers that review these films, okay? Anyhow, listen, I'd like to tell you about a new line in Orange County. It's called the Orange County Comment Line. That's right, the Orange County Comment Line. You can call that at 714-680-0894, okay? And leave your input. The input machine is going to be on for about a week, okay? Because we want to get a lot of input on that. So give it a call and try it out and see how you like it, okay? Hey, talk to you later. This is the John from La Habra. Bye.
Hi. I saw the movie Octopussy, and I thought it was a really good movie. I mean, aside from the title, which is a little gross, but I think it is really worth seeing. And I think a lot of other people think that, too. Bye.
Hello, Paul. You sound really nice on Observatory. Nice to hear they've got different guests. Movies. I saw one last weekend, and I happened to enjoy it a real lot. It's Stayin' Alive. The acting, was not the best, but in taking in respect the dancing, choreography, action, pace, it was all A1. The dancing was fantastic. I couldn't believe how good it was, especially the ending. So, later days, this was Sarah Reseda. Bye.
I just saw 1990, The Bronx Warriors, and I thought it was a really bad movie. I thought it would be really good, a lot of action, but it's mostly just sitting around. The plot really dragged. I wouldn't recommend anyone to see that movie.
Well, for my today's comment on movies, I went to go see some pretty good movies, and I'm planning to go see some pretty bad movies. For the good movies, I went to go see Stayin' Alive. It was a pretty good sequel to the original. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. The Bee Gees kind of sucked their singing, and they really didn't play up to The Woman in You, which happens to be their best hit. Another good movie that I went to go see was Return of the Jedi, which turned out pretty good, and the third story of the continuing saga of Luke Skywalker. I would definitely recommend go seeing that. And as for some other movies I'd like to go see, was probably go see Jaws 3. It sounds like fun having a Jaws eating in your lap. And for some bad movies I'm going to see is Josie and the Pussycats, rated X. Unfortunately, I cannot give detail to the storyline of this story, but as you might know, it is a very enjoyable movie, something you cannot take your family to see. But it's definitely worth seeing because it just has a certain amount of people in there just having some just really wild acts. I mean, you just have to see it just to believe it. Well, this is Johnny Jones' movie update. I suggest you see Stayin' Alive and Return of the Jedi. And maybe till next time, we'll hear from you again.
Yeah, I think that the direction in Stayin' Alive was absolutely superb.
Hello, movie line caller number 25.
20? Oh my God, I did it. I can't believe it.
Is this John?
Yeah, sure is.
How are you, John?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I recall you were trying for this one last week,
I
and you just
believe
didn't
it.
Get it that time.
That's cool. Your line is busy.
But
all
you
the time.
You haven't gotten it yet, John. You've got to give me the year Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was originally released.
Okay, 1937.
That is correct.
All right.
You win the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs original soundtrack picture disc. And you can throw that one in the trash. No,
oh,
you,
goody.
You
can I can play it on 78.
That's right.
Yes.
You can hang that on the wall and...
Target practice.
Huh?
Target practice.
Yeah, great. They got all the dwarves on there. You get seven little targets.
I could use it as a pizza plate.
Yeah, that'd
yeah.
be so fun.
Great.
And I'm telling you, John, you can just go wild.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr.
But
Paul,
congratulations.
I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling.
Well, it does pay off.
Yeah, it sure does. We'll mail it to you if you just stay on the line. We've got to switch to a comment here, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, John.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy, Paul, did I have more than a blast playing that contest on Friday. Oh boy. Anyway, it was so much fun, I could hardly speak, so I'm gonna go. Brian, nobody home. Good.
Hi, Paul. Hello, callers. This is Marty J. of Van Nuys. Look, okay, it's 9:00 Friday, and I was at an audition today at 12:00. I couldn't call in, but hopefully only 24 people called in, and this is my shot. So you ready? Snow White was first released in 1806 at the Bijou Theater on Magnolia in Burbank. All right? Well, do I get a disc? Do I get a poison apple? Do I get anything? Oh well,
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are busy days in Hollywood. Among other productions, a Crosby, Lamour, Hope picture is in preparation. Right now, it's early morning on the lot, and Bob is in his dressing room waiting for his makeup man.
Oh, boy.
Just getting up at 6 in the morning is murder. I was better off back in Cleveland, where I got to sleep until 7. Of course, I was working in a butcher shop. I have to get there before anybody else and change the lamb chops from their pajamas into their panties. Oh, well, it's a living. Come in.
Morning, Mr. Hope.
Oh, good morning, Fred.
If you'll sit in your chair, Mr. Hope, I'll start putting on your makeup.
Okay. My, you're certainly cheerful this morning.
Well, I like to work on your face.
Why?
It's such a challenge.
What do you mean?
Acres and acres of flab, and it's all mine.
Read that line so nice, isn't it? All right, Fred, just do it, huh?
Well, you can't blame me for being excited. Working on you is one job where I feel like a witch doctor. Here I am with my little makeup kit struggling to undo something Mother Nature did in a nasty mood.
All right, Fred, let's not do a whole bit here. Just smear, smear, huh?
Very well. Very well. First, let's get this cold cream on your neck. Whoops!
What's the matter?
I got my finger caught in a wrinkle. Now, we'll just let that set for a minute, and while we're waiting, I'll just pluck your eyebrows.
Okay, take it easy, though.
Oh, this won't hurt a bit. Here we go. One. Here's another one. Ooh, here's a doozer. This is a stubborn little one. I got it.
Oh, swell. If I ever need an extra eye, now there's a hole for it.
I've never played so poorly. Interested to know, Gracie, who's your choice?
Need you ask, George.
And now, the romance of Helen Trent.
Pepsi Cola hit the spot.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jukebox Saturday Night. From high atop the Hotel Rialto, overlooking your town, USA, Chesterfield proudly presents Miko's Medley of Swing.
Let's dance!
Hello and welcome to Movie Line Update News and Information featuring some of the brand new film releases coming out next month. That's right, August 1983. And I've also got a buddy here. Buddy, what's your name?
Brian, etc., etc. from Tarzana.
Brian, etc., etc. from Tarzana, your critic at large, etc. Okay, well, we're going to give you the latest film scoops here, right, Brian?
Exactly.
Shall we begin?
Let's begin.
Let's begin. Okay, starting off with Pursuit of the Pink Panther. Oh, my goodness. I didn't think they'd have the null or guts, whatever, to bring this one out because they announced at the end of the last one, Trail of the Pink Panther, that Pursuit of the Pink Panther was coming out. But let's see if this works, and it's from MGM. And Ted Waz stars as a New York City detective assigned to locate the missing Inspector Clouseau. That's going to be a pretty difficult task, if you know what I mean, as well as the Pink Panther Diamond. Blake Edwards directed the 7th in the series, hopefully the last. Okay. And then Star Chamber from 20th Century Fox. Michael Douglas and Hal Holbrook star in a suspense thriller about the secret deliberations of an extra-legal body. Brian, you might take over at this point.
Okay, we have Easy Money from Orion Pictures, and it stars Rodney Dangerfield, who is a carousing baby photographer who stands to inherit a fortune if he will lose weight and give up all his vices. With Joe Pesci and Jennifer Jason Leigh, this should prove to be a good and hilarious movie. Another movie from Orion release is Strange Invaders, starring Paul Lee Matt, Nancy Allen, Diana Scarwood, and Louise Fletcher. It's a contemporary sci-fi tale of invaders from another world who attempt to settle on Earth. And that should go about as well as dropping a nuclear bomb. Okay. Another one from Columbia is You're the Hunter from the Future. It stars Red Brown as a mythical warrior searching for his tribe in an era when time and technology are paradoxically reversed.
Area who?
Paradoxically.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And the last one for this week is Savage Islands. Wow! From Paramount Pictures, starring Tommy Lee Jones and Michael O'Keefe. It's an action-adventure on the South Seas set in the late 19th century. Wow, these are some of the great films coming out next month. What do you think, Brian?
Well, I think these should be some really great films coming out next month.
Thank you very much. And, oh, by the way, we're going to give you an opportunity to see some of these films for free. That's right, you're going to be winning, if you're lucky, some Man Theater tickets, good for any Man Theater except in Westwood and special engagements, of course. But, hey, call in next week for details on our contest for the Man Theater ticket giveaway. And next week, we're going to give you more films that are coming out for August 1983 on Movie Line Update News. That's going to do it for the news this week. Thanks for calling, and now in with some more film reviews.
Travolta's back, and the fever still burns.
Woman in you.
One woman needs him.
Bring out the man in me.
One woman loves him.
It's the woman in you.
But he's got to follow his dream.
You gotta look out for number one.
Paramount Pictures presents John Travolta, Stayin' Alive, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Well, Paul, I suppose it's probably inevitable to miss your review on this movie, so why don't you give it to us?
Thank you, Brian. Like I say, it's only happened once before. The man, the music, the movie, now it's happening all over again. The movie reviews. Okay, let's talk about Staying Alive, starring John Travolta, directed and even co-written by Sylvester Stallone. That's pretty astonishing. I mean, astonishing that he'd get involved with something like this, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 7+. And the film is a lot of fun. It has great dancing, great costumes, great sound at the Chinese theater, and the popcorn was even pretty good. And I recommend the film. If you want to go out, it was I thought it was a little better than Flashdance, if you liked Flashdance, along those types of films, okay? If you don't like those types of films, then don't waste your money. That's all I can say. And now I guess it's inevitable that we're probably going to hear the good old places where we can see them. Right, Brian?
Yeah, right. It is inevitable. Yes. Well, you can see it in Hollywood, the Man Chinese Theater, in 70mm, and area code 213-464-8111 for theater times, and also in Tarzana, playing in 70mm, Man Valley West, area code 213-996-1300.
This summer, take your life in your hands.
I don't go in the water.
This summer, experience a new dimension in terror.
Holy God!
This summer, the terror of Jaws will not stop at the edge of the screen.
They die magnificently.
The all-new Jaws 3D.
Jaws 3D.
Oh my God!
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Wow, that really looked pretty good with our 3D glasses on, right, Brian?
Came out magnificently.
I forgot to tell you that if you weren't wearing your 3D glasses, you can pick them up at the lobby and return them to the post office box, and just stay on the tape for another round, because we're going to hear that again in 3D, and that was just wonderful. And getting on with the review of Jaws 3D, I saw it at the Sherman Oaks Gallery. No, I saw it in Sherman Oaks over there, and it was okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 6, okay? A little disappointing, very hulky, very corny. I don't know. It was just like at the end, okay? I'll tell you what happens. The dolphins get saved. Wow, isn't that amazing? I mean, you're going to feel so good about this film. It's very corny. I don't know. It's disappointing. 3D effect is pretty good. Little blurry like most 3D films, but you can't help that. It's interesting, to say the least. Just go see it if you want some good suspense and scares. It's just cornier than the other two. I mean, of course, you can't compare it with the first Steven Spielberg production, but I mean, the second one couldn't either, but this is interesting to say the least, like I say, and now Brian's going to say something, right, Brian?
Right, I'm going to tell you where you can see these things. You can see them in Hollywood at the Hollywood Pacific, area code 213-464-4111. Also in North Hollywood at the UA Movies, area code 213-766-4317, and the home of the Valley Girl and the Sherman Oaks Galleria Cinema at 986-9660, of course, in the 213 area code.
Gonna do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. It's quick goodbyes, right, Brian?
Quick goodbye.
And we're just gonna say that the others were cited by Elmo the guard for trespassing on Paul Mac Productions property, and they had to go. That's why they're not here, and they were sentenced to watch 10 Paul Mac films in a row. Say goodbye, Brian.
Goodbye, Brian.
Oldest joke in the world.